Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Riverdale High School for tonight's game between the Falcons, the Flying Falcons of Riverdale coming in 0-5, and the Wildcats who are 2-1. Let's look at Riverdale here. They entered tonight's game looking for their first win. They had losses to Tiffin Calvert, 67-37, Mohawk, 64-39, Upper Scioto Valley, 63-28, loss to New Regal, 50-46, and to North Baltimore, 59-55. And in that loss last night, Thomas Miller did have 28 points. Jaden Taylor had 12, but the Falcons shot 37%, 18 of 48. And I will tell you, of all those losses they've had, the combined records of those five teams are 14-2.
Yeah, coming in scoring 43 points, game giving up 61. But as you mentioned, the last two in particular have been much more competitive contest for the Falcons there. Two 4-point losses. The loss to New Regal, two games ago. That's the most competitive game for the Blue Jackets all season. That's an undefeated team. So slowly getting better again. It's a squad that's the back-to-back Metro Conference champions. But graduation slowly takes a toll on a lot of programs, including the Falcons. So on the one hand, you've won two straight BVC championships. On the other hand, you're still working some young kids in and trying to replenish a little bit there. And it's been a slow start so far for Craig Taylor's team.
Exactly right, 15-9 last year. And you're right, Jim, they lost quite a bit off that team. And what a pleasure to watch them the last 2 years. Had some big wins. We did the game up at Liberty Benton, I think, last year. That was just an excellent game, too. And they're growing, though. And it's we talk about growth, and we're going to see a lot of teams this year, some growth.
No question about that, but, yeah, we're taking the time out here in the Ohio Health Hormonal Hospital pregame show. We're going to come back, tell you about the Kenton Wildcats right after this on your Region Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Markets Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that the health issues you faced before the pandemic haven't just gone away. That cancer screening you needed? Well, you still need it. Your bad knee's not going to replace itself. And when life as you know it stopped, your medical needs didn't. It's time to take back your health safely. And just like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit OhioHealth.com to find out more.
Hi, this is Corsi Arn, branch manager with Liberty National Bank. The holidays are a time for giving, spending time with family and friends, and looking ahead to a brand new year. Here at Liberty National Bank, we are proud to be part of a great, caring community. We are looking forward to serving you in 2022, and we would like to wish you and your family a safe and happy holiday. And God bless. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Cessna Transport, a supporter of local area businesses and a proud supporter of safety on the roadway. We understand that trucks are large and sometimes transport dangerous cargo. This is why we ask you to be patient with semis on the roadways. These powerful machines keep the world moving, delivering everything we need in our daily lives. We hope that when you're near one of these rigs on the road, that you'll give them the respect and space they need so that we can all reach our destination safely. With your help and understanding, we can make our day-to-day travels much safer.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Sports. Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Riverdale High School and a game tonight between Riverdale and Kenton. Let's look at those Wildcats. They were victorious last night in downing Elida in a very exciting game. We saw Jim in the gym and looking better, 2-1 on the season, trying to get another one in their belt. Good performance last night. Jolliffe had 24 points, 7 rebounds. Johnston had 10, and Lawrence had 11. Three guys in doubles.
Yeah, a two-game winning streak, Bob. Getting a victory in the Western Bucket League is always huge, whether it's by 1 point, 8 points, or 200. It doesn't matter. I was going to say, Bob, a Western Bucket League win's a good one. You're starting 1-0 in the league, and that's big, Bob. And quite frankly, I think it was also big for the Wild.
Are you struggling to keep up? Like many, you may feel your budget has been stretched to its limit. Are you having difficulties due to poor credit? Let Quest Federal Credit Union help you find your financial fitness. Schedule an appointment today to go over budgeting, credit score restoration, and personal finance. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
Affordable Seamless Gutters, a fully insured gutter business in Herod, would like to thank all their customers for their business and support. Now fully booked for 2021, now is the perfect time to call and get scheduled for next spring. For more information, call 419-673-5748 or visit them on Facebook. Affordable Seamless Gutters would like to give a special thank you to all our veterans and wish all the players, coaches, and parents good luck this season. Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back. The Falcons is here at Riverdale getting set for the Falcons and the Wildcats on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN. We'll continue with the Ohio Health Heartland Hospital pregame show right after this.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 5 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, and Columbus. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see how many projects they do. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
As the Christmas season is upon us, we at HSLC find ourselves reflecting on the past year and those who have made a difference in our community. It has been quite a year for all of us. We hope that the past year has been just as memorable for you and your loved ones. The team at HSLC wishes you peace and joy throughout the holiday season. Warm winter wishes to everyone for an unforgettable and magical Christmas season spent with family and friends from all of us at HSLC. We are beyond grateful for the opportunity to share our 133rd holiday season with you since our beginning in 1888. Merry Christmas.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Falcon Land here in Riverdale. We're going to get ready for the national anthem. We'll be back with the starting lineups after these.
As a not-for-profit electric cooperative, Mid-Ohio Energy takes pride in being a trusted resource for its members and communities. They're here to keep the lights on, to help you use energy efficiently, to educate members on emerging energy technologies, and to improve the quality of life in local communities. Mid-Ohio Energy is local, trusted, and member-owned. For energy efficiency tips, community programs, and more, visit midohioenergy.com.
Whether you're buying or selling your home, a Century 21 Sunway Realty agent is ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. Locally owned and operated, our agents have the knowledge and experience to guide you through your buying or selling process. With over 45 years of experience, no one knows your local market better than Century 21 Sunway Realty. Call today at 419-675-2333 and let them help you with your buying and selling experience.
Who loves a great Christmas story? We do here at the Depot No. 9, as long as you don't shoot your eye out. Visit us at 9 North Detroit Street in downtown Kenton on the square for a walk down memory lane with guest appearances from Ralphie and his pink bunny costume. Enjoy the holiday season shopping with us at the Depot No. 9, where we've left the leg lamp on in the window and the official Red Ryder BB gun is for sale. Merry Christmas from the Depot No. 9, open every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday through Christmas.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Affordable Seamless Gutters, a fully insured gutter business in Herod, would like to thank all their customers for their business and support. Now fully booked for 2021, now is the perfect time to call and get scheduled for next spring. For more information, call 419-673-5748 or visit them on Facebook. Affordable Seamless Gutters would like to give a special thank you to all our veterans and wish all the players, coaches, and parents good luck this season. Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Riverdale High School here in the pregame show brought to you by Ohio Health Heart Memorial Hospital. Let's look at tonight's starting lineups for the Riverdale Falcons, who come in at 0-5. They're going to go with Thomas Miller, 6-foot senior. Braden Courtney, 5'9 senior. Gavin Howell-Shield at 5'11. He's a senior. Lane Morris comes in at 5'10. He's a junior. Jaden Taylor, the 6-foot senior. For the Wildcats, under Ryan Miller, who are 2-1, they're going to go with Tyson Lawrence, the 5'5 South, or junior, excuse me. Gavin Payne comes in at 6'3, he's a sophomore. Jared Jolly comes in at 5'11, he's a senior. And Cooper Johnson, 6'1 junior. And rounding out the starting lineup, down in the paint, it's going to be Gunnar Stout, the 6'4" senior. Remind you that this is the third game of a triple header here tonight. Riverdale won the freshman game 39-34. The JV game went the way of the Wildcats 50-27. And now we're going to play the varsity game. Jim tried to do the girls game today, but a little power outage took care of that.
Yeah, a lot of power outage all over the place there. I'll wipe that one out. That will be rescheduled for later date between the Wildcats and the Falcons. Open tipper brought to you by HSLC, Bob.
Yep, I was going to say that. You beat me to it.
And who's sponsoring the first quarter?
That would be Roof Law Office. Always, it's always. I wonder how many times I could say roof and root without twisting my tongue.
Wildcats going left to right under radio dial. Road red uniforms, white numerals, black stripes. Riverdale on their home white uniforms with the blue numerals. 8 minutes on the clock. I said, this one off.
Morris and Stout are going to jump it up. It's controlled by the Wildcats in the hands of Payne. He gets it across in the hands of Lawrence. Jolliffe. Had a good night last night. Lawrence picks the ball up, almost went out of bounds. He's got it out top. It's a screen from Stout. Back to Stout out top to Payne. Here is Jolliffe with the three ball. Won't get down. A rebound pulled down quickly by Courtney. He went up to get that one. Down court they come in the hands of Miller. Had a good night last night in 20 range points. There's Taylor.
Well, that's man-to-man. They've been playing primarily zone this season. A little different look.
Miller's got it. Boys scout and you say, oh, they're playing them. They've been playing zone. Here's Miller back with the rock out top. 7:08 to go on the root number scoreboard. Nobody scored here. Now, though, shot off the win. Will not go down that time by Morris. Rebound shot put back up, and they're going to call a charge. I think that's to go against Hatchfield.
Yeah, got up in this rebound. Real good work inside there, and then cleared out and went back for the putback. Offense foul. First turn of the ball game. 7:01 to play in the first quarter. No score in the Lumber Arena scoreboard.
We'll remind you while we have a little lull in the action. There will be a Domino's Wildcat question of the game. First correct caller will get a large one-item pizza from Domino's. Call in 419-675-3000, and you'll win that pizza. And a great move inside by Cooper Johnson. He had a good game last night, too.
Yep, another good strong drive on the baseline. Finishes, puts the Wildcats on top 2-0.
Kind of a repeat of what we were seeing last night. Here's Courtney. Back out top to Miller. Back to Courtney on the right side in front of the Kent bench. Down low the path. Off the window. Good move. Wouldn't go down, though, by Morris. Rebound by Walker. And there a run. Here's Jolliffe. Jolliffe out top. Jolliffe penetrating. Jolliffe puts up the shot. No good. Rebound comes down strongly to Howden Shield. Cross to Miller. Miller quickly up the court on the left side. Backs it up. On in is Jolliffe. I wonder if the two of them are going to guard each other. With quite a few 20-point games. Here's Taylor. Back to Courtney. And it goes deep in the right corner of Morris. Having some trouble. Gets it back out top to Miller. Miller penetrating and backing it up. 5:53 to go. 2-0 Wildcats. Here's a jumper by Miller. Air ball. Rebound pulled in quickly by Lawrence. He's in a run. Quickly up the court. Passes across to Payne. Shot out the window. D2 to Payne. Wildcats have the 4-0 lead here on the Rudolph scoreboard.
Two for Payne, two for Corbin Johnson. We have a 10-second call against Riverdale. I was going to say, yeah, situation there with the whistle blew, and Kenton thought there was a timeout, but I think we're having an official stoppage instead.
No, I somebody's bleeding, I think.
Yeah, it's not a 10-second call. He put both hands up. I think we had an official timeout for, for one of the Falcons there. I was going to say is spurting blood, so we're going to make it good. Good job of the officials.
Yes, it was. Officials did a good job of stopping it.
This will be Riverdale ball in the backcourt. 5:35 to win the first quarter. 4-0 kind of top of Riverdale on the Rutland Arena scoreboard.
Here's Miller gets the inbounded. On him is Jolliffe. Miller across the timeline. Shades it off to Morris. Morris out top to Miller. Back across. Penetrating Courtney didn't have it, then gets rid of it. Here's Taylor with the jumper from the left side. Nothing but net for him. Nice shot by Jaden Taylor. Little jump, stop, and a good looking shot. Here's a shot to the hole, and they're going to get Jolliffe with the travel, I believe.
4-2, ball going back to Riverdale. 5:05 to play in the opening quarter.
We'll also remind you we have a lull here that we will be naming an Ace Hardware player of the game. That will take place during the post-game show. That's, of course, brought to you by Ohio Health Heart Memorial Hospital. The side it goes. Here's Morris. He gets it out top back to Miller. Penetrating down the lane. Up some left side. Here's Taylor again with the jumper. No. Rebound comes down to off the hands of Gavin Payne, I believe.
He's going to stay with the Falcons. 4-4 to shoot up in the first quarter. 4-2. Jim Ho and Bob Simmons on 95.3 WKTN near Region Radio. Wildcats on top of the Falcons. Boys basketball action.
Inbound. Here's the long one by Miller. No. Rebound comes down to Jolliffe. He's in a run behind the back dribble. 4:34 to go. 4-2 Wildcats. Johnston looking down low for Gunner Stout. Gunner off the window. No. Got his own rebound. Back out top. Here's Payne penetrate. Back to Gunner Stout. Blocked that time by Miller. Gunner had a sure layup, but Miller came across and blocked that one.
Well, we'll save the Cats, though. 4:20 to play here in the opening quarter.
And not under their own basket. Go with that 1-4 low. Get it to Stout. Stout out the window. Another Manette.
Got that one, Gil. First bucket for Gunner.
Nice out of bounds play. Always nice when you execute. Across it comes to Courtney, playing pitch and catch with Miller. Gets it back and across the timeline. Miller, Taylor, passes down low, and they get it back. Miller, inside again, shot off the window. Very nicely done. Dodd made that one, I believe.
Yeah, real good execution there by the Falcons. Great pass for Thomas Miller. Good finish there for Dodds. 6-4 Wildcats on top.
One of those textbook plays. Shot taken by Lawrence. It goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to Riverdale.
Subs coming in now for the Wildcats. We've got Trevor Robinson checking in, as well as Colby Quay, replacing Cooper Johnson and Gunner Stout.
The revolving door continues, and see, he got blood on his jersey.
Yep. Yeah, I was going to say, a situation there where he had the blood earlier. I was going to say,
he had one of these little things. Maybe take it off.
The little Apple Watch type things.
Yeah.
Wristband sort of things.
Yep, wristband.
Beyond technology for me, but.
Yep.
Balls inbound, no harm, no foul, real fastball.
Miller across the timeline, quickly hit to Taylor. Taylor leaning in, passes down low, and not a shot taken. Then down the lane, and the ball is well up in the air, and Gavin Payne gets the steal. Across the timeline to Lawrence. Lawrence quickly up the side. Here's Chalo to the hole. Jollof with the reverse layup. Nothing but net.
Good.
Very nice. Done.
Strong finish in the reverse. That first bucket for Jarrett. Four different Wildcats to score the lead. 4-3 full in the first quarter.
Talk about that balance, and they've got it. Quickly that quarter comes to Morris. He gets rid of it to Miller. Down low pass. Another shot put up and in. Todd sneaking down there and gets another basket.
Well, again, same thing. A great pass from Thomas Miller. Outstanding finish by Dodd. 8-6 Wildcats lead to 2.
Here's Payne down the lane. The shot is blocked out of bounds that time by Miller, as well as Morris.
Yes, two blocks now for Thomas Miller. Again, very athletic young man, outstanding all-around player for the Falcons, 6-foot senior.
Coach Taylor telling him to run that inbound play again. Down the lane, the shot by Lawrence from three, in and out. And then we got a foul call. That's going to be on Quay.
Loose ball foul on the Wildcats. And we've got our timeout. We're going to get 1-2, 2:43 to play in the first quarter. It is Canton 8, Riverdale 6. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Marcus Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Riverdale High School in the Rude Lumber timeout. 8-6 Wildcats with the lead. A timeout taken by Ryan Miller. Inbounded ball comes Miller, and no pressure yet until he gets across the timeline. He's got the rock. He's penetrating. Doesn't have the shot. Out left side. Ball taken is no good by Dodds. He took the three. Loose on the floor, and Riverdale comes down with it. Here's Miller for three. No. Rebound comes down to Jala. Boy, he went up for that one. Quickly up the court. He's pushing it. And the ball's knocked behind from him, and here comes Riverdale. They got a 3-on-1. Off the window. Shot is no good. That didn't even get it up that time. Fouled is Taylor.
Yeah, Trey Robinson, the fouler. Nice job by the Falcons in transition. 2:14 to play in the first quarter. 8-6. Getting on top of Riverdale. Two throws coming now for the Falcons.
Jaden Taylor at the free throw line. The 6-foot senior eyes it, flies it. Another Manette. Give him three. Checking into the game is Houghton Shield again. Gavin Houghton Shield, the 5'11 senior. Taylor eyes it, flies it. Another Manette. But he doesn't waste time when they hand him the ball, does he?
Janessa's brother's got 4 points now. We're tied at 8.
Quickly across. Jolliffe does get it across. Double teamed. Down low goes to Quay. Inside, passes across, off the window. Very nicely done. Robinson gets his first two.
Yeah, nice little post-to-post pass there. Payne to Robinson. Wildcats back on top. 10-8 under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter.
Here's Miller. Over to to Courtney. Courtney takes a long three from downtown Mount Blanchard. No good. Rebound comes down to Payne, and here come the Wildcats. Jolliffe, elbow jumper, no. Rebound pulled down by Dodds. Here come the Falcons quickly up the court, but good job by Jolliffe to get back and deflect that ball out of bounds. He kicked it, so they'll get it back in front of the Kenton bench. Riverdale.
137 to play in the first quarter. 10-8, you're scoring the Root Lumber radio scoreboard. Kenton on top of Riverdale.
Inbounded it comes to Miller. Miller across to Dodds. Dodds to Courtney. Back to Dodds. Being very deliberate. Here is Miller. Turnaround jumper. No. Rebound comes down to Quay. He's across the timeline with 118 to go. Lawrence. Lawrence gets the screen. Takes the jumper. And it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Taylor. Quickly ahead to Courtney. Courtney down the lane. The layup. No. Rebound pulled down. Shot put up that time by Houdenshield is rejected. Nice job that time by Robbins. He said, get that out of here.
Locks in the stands. The ball will stay, though, with the Falcons. 59 seconds in the first quarter. 10-8. Kenton on top of Riverdale.
Raider and Mans in the game. Out top. Riverdale has the rock. Under a minute to go, as Jim mentioned. 51 seconds to go. Now we're down to 48 in the hands of Dodds. Dodds to Taylor. Taylor across right side to Houdenshield. Then they go inside. Shot put up. Will go down by Taylor, and he's got six.
He's got six, and we're tied at 10. Final 35 seconds of the first quarter.
Across the timeline in the hands of Jolliffe. 28 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Shot down low. Will not go. Rebound pulled down. Put back up, and that one will go down for Quay.
Good work on the offensive glass by Colby Quay. Because the Wildcats back on top.
12-10 with 14 seconds to go. We're down to 11. Here is Courtney. Cross back to Miller. Miller thought about the three, but he didn't take it. Inside to Taylor, then back out to Miller. Then across, here's a three ball. No good at the buzzer. We played one here at Riverdale's 12-10, the Wildcats. We'll be back.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative is dedicated to the delivery of safe, affordable, and reliable electricity to better serve the lives of our members and communities. Your cooperative is a not-for-profit organization governed by the members that we serve. More than just electric, giving back to the community with the Community Fund, which provides funds for community service projects. In Kenton, call 419-673-7289. In Marion, 740-382-1234. Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Riverdale High School. Looking at the second quarter here, sponsored by Roof Law Office. Jim, what do you have?
After one quarter, the Wildcats 6-16 from the floor, including 0-2 from deep. Riverdale goes 4-16 from the floor, 0-5 from downtown. 11-10 edge for the Falcons on the boards. Each team with two turnovers. Riverdale 2-2 from the free throw line. Kenton did not shoot a free throw in the first period.
Wildcats had six people score, though, a basket. Pretty impressive. Four for Dodds and six for Taylor for the Falcons, who have the ball first here. Out top it comes to Miller.
And Kenton has gone some. Kind of anticipated that during the quarter break to that man-to-man. Riverdale's done a real good job running their half-court offense, getting some layups. The Wildcats to make a switch.
Yeah, turnaround jumper in the lane, though, at the foul by Spencer. Give him two more. We're knotted at 12.
As he did that first trip, Riverdale's nice job against the zone.
Yep. Three ball taken from way out by Quay. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Jolliffe. Behind the back dribble to the hole. Passes across. Nicely done. An assist for Jolliffe because Gunner Stout got two more. He's got four. Nice pass.
14-12. Wildcats on top of the Falcons. 7-10. Kind of playing the second quarter.
Courtney back to Miller. He's playing pitch and catch. That zone's kind of porting him out a little further here. Here's Miller penetrating in the corner. Not taking the shot would be Courtney. Back to Miller. Miller takes a long three. Air ball. Rebound pulled down. Quay has it. He's got a couple rebounds. Here's Math. Man, excuse me. Quickly ahead comes to Jolliffe. Jolliffe takes the long three. No. Rebound comes down, and here comes Riverdale on a run. All the way to the hole, the shot put up, it will not go, but going to the free throw line with the foul is going to be, I believe, Courtney. Yes, that is him.
Yeah, nice job of the 5'9 senior getting that rebound and immediately tacking transition, draws the foul on Gunner Stout, his first team third.
Courtney at the free throw line, be able to tie this game with the clock stop. Eyes it, flies it, and no good. He's a lefty. Back into the game comes Lawrence and Rader.
So you got Lawrence, Rader, Quay, Manns, and Stout, the five out there for Kenton.
Second free throw is also missed by Courtney, rebound by Stout. Manns quickly up the court, trying to find somebody up and gets it to Stout. Stout says, here, you take it, Lawrence, you're the guard. So Lawrence out top, right in front of us, moves it to the left side. On him is Courtney. He's going to penetrate to the hole off the window. Won't go. Stout with the putback. No. Rebound. Stout with another one. He got it to go. Stout's got six.
Working hard tonight. 6 points, four rebounds. Wildcats lead by four, 16-12.
Up top he goes to Donaldson. Quick across, and here's a steal by Manns. Gets it to Lawrence. Then a jumper at the foul line is no good that time by Quay. And another steal by the Wildcats. Quay gets it down low. And the ball's loose on the floor. And Riverdale comes up with it. Here's Miller. He's in a run. Spinning. And they're going to get a charge on Miller.
As Brent Rader stood in there, took the contact, draw the offensive foul on Thomas Miller. It's going to be turnover number five on Riverdale. Second team foul on the Falcons. First on Thomas Miller. Cooper Johnson checks in for Seth Manns for Kenton.
Reminder, there will be a Domino's Wildcat question of the game. First correct caller will get a one-item large pizza from Domino's located in downtown Kenton at number 419-675-3000. So make sure you listen for that after the game. Here's Stout for three. No. Rebound shot put up and in. Good job that time by Quay to get the rebound, put it back up and in.
Yeah, root number timeout by Craig Taylor. The Falcons will get 1-2. 5:26 to play in the first half. 18-12, Kenton on top of Riverdale. We'll be right back.
RDC, P2P, A2A, mobile wallet, money desktop, mobile pay, bill pay. Need we say more? With Quest Federal Credit Union, we offer more free products and services that keep you mobile, agile, and in control of your finances. Download the free Quest FCU mobile app for Android and iOS today. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal opportunity lender.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Riverdale High School. And after that Root Lumber timeout here, it's still 18-12. Timeout taken that time by the Falcons.
Wildcats of Tyson Lawrence, Cooper Johnson, Colby Quay, Ethan Ioder, and Gavin Payne, the five on the floor for the Wildcats.
Thomas Miller brings it down for his Falcons. Dumps the left side to Donaldson. Gets it back. Then they go right side to Courtney. They're playing pitch and catch, having trouble with the zone. Left side it goes. Back across. Here's a long three ball. Whoa! That's from downtown Mount Blanchard. Lane Morse buries it. 18-15 on the Root Number scoreboard. 4:55 to go in the second quarter. On your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN. Jim Holman and Bob Simmons bringing you this action between Riverdale and Kenton. And drive to the hole that time is by Cooper Johnson. He's fouled. He seems to find the openings, does he not?
Yeah, he does a really good job attacking there, Bob. He has an edge along the baseline of Rivers. He's not afraid to attack, and this time he has two free throws coming. First one's off the front iron, no good.
Second opportunity yet coming here.
4:47 player in the opening half, 18-15. Wildcats atop the Falcons.
Cooper Johnson eyes it, flies it. No, it's off the front of the iron. Rebound comes down. That time to Donaldson. in the lane. Passes across. Here's a jump to the right side, and it will not go down that time by Donaldson. Rebound pulled down by Payne. Quickly ahead to Lawrence. Lawrence to Johnson. Johnson down the lane again. Doesn't take the shot. Out to Quay. Quay down to Payne. Nice pass to Quay to the hoop. Up, and it won't go. Tip no good by Johnson. That was a nice play.
Yes, it was well executed play. The shot just did not drop.
Raider the other way. Down the lane, outside, and then out top. Here's Miller. Gets it down low, then back out top. Here's a three ball. That one will not go down for Courtney. Rebound shot put up. We got a foul called. Courtney did get the last three. Tried to take another one, didn't get this one.
Yep, we got the offensive rebound, Bob. He's going to go up to the free throw line for a pair of tosses. 4:01 to play here in the second quarter. 18-15, Kent on top of Riverdale.
Braden Courtney, the 5'9 senior, eyes it, flies it. It's quite a bit of the rim, but it will not drop. Taylor back in the game. Jaden Taylor. Going to give a breather to Spencer Dodds.
Riverdale with Braden Courtney, Thomas Miller, Jaden Taylor, Daniel Dodson, and Lane Morris with five on the floor. Second free throws up and in.
Give him four on the night. That is Courtney, and it's a 18-16 game. Johnston has it out top. Miller on him. Lawrence, down low pass, just off the hands of Gavin Payne. He had the drive there, just went a little bit off his hands.
Turn number four for Kenton. Good ball going back to Riverwood. Gunner stop checking back in for Ethan Yoder for the Wildcats.
Both coaches turning those revolving doors. Across the timeline comes Miller. To Courtney, back to Miller. Into Taylor off his hand, stolen by Payne. Goes out of bounds, and almost that time Courtney got that steal, but he went into the Kent bench. I hope he's okay there.
Yeah, great hustle there, diving into the stands there. Coach Lowry helps him up. And he's all right. 3:30 player in the first half.
18-16 on the Rude Lumber scoreboard. Here comes Lawrence across the timeline. Over to Jolliffe. Jolliffe down low. Passes down low. A shot put up and in. Good job. They passed down low to Stout. He got it back to Jolliffe, and he got the hoop.
Clear from the Wildcats have seen, Bob. They've done this several times. They dump down to Stout and the cut, the dive the basket behind them. For a nice little pass and layup opportunity. Some of the Wildcats have seen coaching staff. They're executing very well.
Here's a long three ball. No good by Courtney. Rebound by the Wildcats. Jolliffe pushing it. Jolliffe to the hole. Puts up the shot, and they're going to get him with another charge, I do believe. Yep.
You just have been consistent calling that tonight, Bob.
Yep.
Offensive foul on the Wildcats. Jolliffe's first foul. Team fifth. Excuse me, team third, fifth turnover in Kenton.
Yep.
He is a fifth foul in Kenton. Boy, I'm over the board.
Spencer Dodds checks back in the game. Out goes Lane Morris. He looks like he's in a little pain. Across the timeline comes Miller. Having trouble with this zone is Riverdale. But they are down only by four. 2016, 2:46 to go in the second quarter. Skips down low. Here's Taylor with a jumper. He's golden tonight. He's got eight. And it's a two-point game. 2018 on the Rude-Lumber scoreboard.
Yeah, Jaden Nick-Wesh has shot the ball real well. The Falcons are hanging in there, down by just 2 points here. Final 2.5 minutes of the first half.
They try to go inside that time to Gunner Stout. And Riverdale was waiting for that, and a good job that time by Taylor to knock that down. And Gunner gets picked up. I think they call him with the foul.
Yeah, second foul on Stout. Sixth on Kenton as a team that time. Not a lot of passing. Great job by Riverdale there. I was going to say, then kind of Stout's kind of fumbling for the loose ball. Gets called for the foul.
Courtney Miller playing catch. And they're still playing catch back and forth. Trying to get that zone to move a little bit.
Yeah, and the thing is, they hear Coach Taylor, so the Falcons have to move the ball and move as well to get that zone moving.
Yep. Doesn't do you any good just to kind of got to move it. Down the lane, the jumper was no good, and we got to get a charge call. They have been consistent.
They have been consistent. A real good job tonight, no question about that. Offensive foul. Great job by Gunner Stout stepping over and drawing the charge on Daniel Donaldson. Fourth team foul in Riverdale. 2:03 to play here in the first half. 20-18, Kenton on top of Riverdale on the Rutland Rio scoreboard.
Wildcats will bring it up. Lawrence on him is Courtney. Across the timeline, he does come here with 1:57 to go. Johnston trying to look for Stout. They're kind of keeping their eye on him a little bit. They got one in the front, one in the back. Help side defense here. Down the lane, Payne passes off. Here's a three ball. Will not go down that time by Jolliffe. Then the whistle blows, and what do we got here? An out-of-bounds play. Coming back to Kenton.
Yep, ball out-of-bounds. Last touched by the Falcons. Let's go stay with Kenton.
1-4 low here, that out-of-bounds play. They've gotten a layup for Stout this time. They didn't get it, though. Out top they go, and almost stolen that time by Courtney. Lawrence gets it across, driving to the lane. Jollop, shot blocked by Taylor. Good move by Jollop, but Taylor was right there.
Yes, it was. Really good defense by the Falcons.
Here's Dodds. Here's a long three ball. Will not go down. The pull down by Miller on the other side. Here's Donaldson. Back down, and that's stolen by Johnston.
1:15 and counting here in the second quarter. Wildcats basketball, a two-point lead. Another
offensive
foul.
Another charge.
Again, they've been consistent.
Yes, they have.
Offensive foul time on Gavin Payne. 17 foul on Kenton. First on Payne.
I don't think I've ever been to a game where they've had that many in a row, but they've been great calls.
They've been consistent.
Yep.
1:08 and counting in the second quarter. 2018. Kenton on top of River Liberia scoreboard.
Courtney and Miller playing pitch and catch again with under a minute to go. Penetrating. Here's a three ball. That goes down for Donaldson.
And Riverdale
takes the lead.
Takes the lead 21-20. Final 47 ticks here in the first half.
Across the timeline is Lawrence. He dumps it off. Here's Johnston to the hole. Puts up the shot. Blocked that time. Very nicely done. A nice block by Miller. He's got the rock the other way. Skips out top. Here is Taylor. In the court.
Yes, gets to the Falcons, going to back it out here, play for the last shot. This is the first lead of the ball game, 21-20. Coach Taylor will be very happy to go into the locker room.
I would believe so.
And again, I like the effort from Thomas Miller, Bob. Again, he had 27 points last night. Has not scored yet tonight, but he's had two rebounds, at least three block shots, at least two assists that I know of.
Yep, finding other ways to contribute.
Yes, sir.
In the corner. Then they go here at the top at 5 seconds. And stolen by John. Then taken back, a shot at the buzzer. Will not go, and we are here at the half, and Riverdale will go to the locker room leading the Wildcats 21-20. We'll be back for your Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital after these.
As the Christmas season is upon us, we at HSLC find ourselves reflecting on the past year and those who have made a difference in our community. It has been quite a year for all of us. We hope that the past year has been just as memorable for you and your loved ones. The team at HSLC wishes you peace and joy throughout the holiday season. Warm winter wishes to everyone for an unforgettable and magical Christmas season spent with family and friends from all of us at HSLC. We are beyond grateful for the opportunity to share our 133rd holiday season with you since our beginning in 1888. Merry Christmas.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 5 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, and Columbus. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see how many projects they do. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that even in the face of a pandemic, other health issues don't just go away. Every 40 seconds, someone still has a heart attack. A stroke won't just hold off until all this is over. And knowing the signs and risk factors for both is as important as ever. It's time to take back your health safely. And like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit ohiohealth.com to find out more.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Cessna Transport, a supporter of local area businesses and a proud supporter of safety on the roadway. We understand that trucks are large and sometimes transport dangerous cargo. This is why we ask you to be patient with semis on the roadways. These powerful machines keep the world moving, delivering everything we need in our daily lives. We hope that when you're near one of these rigs on the road, that you'll give them the respect and space they need so that we can all reach our destinations safely. With your help and understanding, understanding, we can make our day-to-day travels much safer.
Hi, this is Corsi Yarn, branch manager with Liberty National Bank. The holidays are a time for giving, spending time with family and friends, and looking ahead to a brand new year. Here at Liberty National Bank, we are proud to be part of a great, caring community. We are looking forward to serving you in 2022, and we would like to wish you and your family a safe and happy holiday. And God bless. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Affordable Seamless Gutters, a fully insured gutter business in Herod, would like to thank all their customers for their business and support. Now fully booked for 2021, now is the perfect time to call and get scheduled for next spring. For more information, call 419-673-5748 or visit them on Facebook. Affordable Seamless Gutters would like to give a special thank you to all our veterans and wish all the players, coaches, and parents good luck this season.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Riverdale High School and the Superior Credit Union halftime show. Right now, the home team, the Flying Falcons, have a one-point lead, 21-20.
First half numbers here, Kenton, 10 of 30 from the floor, 33%. Riverdale shooting 31%, 8 of 26. Wildcats 0 of 6 from deep, Falcons 2 of 12 from three-point land. 21-19 advantage for the Wildcats on the boards. Five rebounds for Jarrett Joffs, lead Ken, four for Gunnar Stout, four for Colby Quay, three for Gavin Payne. Braden Courtney's got four rebounds, three for Gavin Howdenshield, four of the Falcons. 19-7, that's good stuff. 21-19, Kenton edge on the boards. Seven Kenton turnovers, eight for Riverdale. Wildcats 0-2 from the free throw line, Riverdale 3-4 from the charity stripe.
I'm impressed how few turnovers two nights in a row by young teams. Let's look at the scoring. The first half for Riverdale, they had four people score. 3 points the first half by Daniel Donaldson. Four the first half by Braden Courtney, six the first half by Spencer Dodd, and leading the Flying Falcons here the first half is Jaden Taylor, the six-foot senior. He had eight. He knocked down some nice shots from outside when they got him the ball. The Wildcats have five people score, 2 points apiece for Gavin Payne, two for Cooper Johnston, four apiece for Colby Quay and for Jared Jolliffe, and the leading scorer tonight is Gunnar Stout here in the first half with six. He has some nice passes from Joth and others who found him open.
Finished around the basket. Did a real nice job as well, Bob, passing to Cutters throughout the paint. So he's at a very good half of basketball. Has Gunnar right now 21-20. I think this has to be played to Riverdale's liking in terms of pace.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, Bob. You know, where the Wildcats, like I said, I think maybe looked like a team that played a hard-fought league game on Friday night. Not that Riverdale did not, I was going to say. But it looks like they're just a step slow right now. And I think they came out man-to-man, tried something a little different, maybe to confuse Riverdale, also just try something a little different here in a non-conference game. Went to that zone in the second half, took away some of the inside stuff, but Riverdale did hit some shots on the perimeter, and they managed to do enough here, Bob, to carve out this 21-20 lead.
Yeah, and the thing that happened last night, I was checking on Riverdale, they were outscored 16-8 in the fourth quarter, so they must have run out of legs a little bit too. So I would imagine we will see some different things from Coach Miller and probably from Coach Taylor this second half to maybe turn the game around a little bit for one or the other team.
Yes, sir. Spirit Curtain Union halftime show. It's the Falcons 21, Wildcats 20. Bob and I will be back with the third quarter right after this.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from The Depot. Shop on into The Depot No. 9, located on 9 North Detroit Street, for all your holiday gift-giving needs. We have just the right item for that hard-to-buy-for person on your list, even your secret sister. The Depot offers gifts your husband will love and items for the kids, too. Shop on in and check us out. Open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10:30 to 5:30, and every Saturday through Christmas from 10:30 to 3:30. The Depot No. 9 in downtown Kenton on the square.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grainge only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents,
They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Cessna Transport, a supporter of local area businesses and a proud supporter of safety on the roadway. We understand that trucks are large and sometimes transport dangerous cargo. This is why we ask you to be patient with semis on the roadways. These powerful machines keep the world moving, delivering everything we need in our daily lives. We hope that when you're near one of these rigs on the road, that you'll give them the respect and space they need so that we can all reach our destination safely. With your help and understanding, we can make our day-to-day travels much safer.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Affordable Seamless Gutters, a fully insured gutter business in Herod, would like to thank all their customers for their business and support. Now fully booked for 2021, now is the perfect time to call and get scheduled for next spring. For more information, call 419-673-5748 or visit them on Facebook. Affordable Seamless Gutters would like to give a special thank you to all our veterans and wish all the players, coaches, and parents good luck this season.
Hi, this is Corsi Yarn, branch manager with Liberty National Bank. The holidays are a time for giving, spending time with family and friends, and looking ahead to a brand new year. Here at Liberty National Bank, we are proud to be part of a great, caring community. We are looking forward to serving you in 2022, and we would like to wish you and your family a safe and happy holiday. And God bless. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As the Christmas season is upon us, we at HSLC find ourselves reflecting on the past year and those who have made a difference in our community. It has been quite a year for all of us. We hope that the past year has been just as memorable for you and your loved ones. The team at HSLC wishes you peace and joy throughout the holiday season. Warm winter wishes to everyone for an unforgettable and magical Christmas season spent with family and friends from all of us at HSLC. We are beyond grateful for the opportunity to share our 133rd holiday season with you since our beginning in 1888. Merry Christmas.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nest. And this quarter brought to you by Roof Law Office. Getting ready here for third quarter action, Jim. And looks like the Wildcats will get it first.
Jarrett Jolliffe, Tyson Lawrence, Cooper Johnson, Gavin Payne, Gunnar Stout, the five out there for Kenton. For Riverdale, you've got Braden Courtney, Jaden Cornell, Thomas Miller, Gavin Howdenshield, and Lane Morris.
Out top it comes to Lawrence. Lawrence spinning. Backdoor cut and good defense that time by Riverdale. They had Johnston on the cut, but they thwarted that pass to him. Here's Miller, Taylor, and the ball I believe is kicked.
Yep, trying to pass the ball inside down low to Morris, and there's a kick ball. Ball is going to stay with Riverdale, 7:38 to play in the third quarter.
Taylor to get it in and gets it out top to Miller. Miller across to Courtney. Courtney back to Miller. To Taylor. Miller says go down low, and I'll get it to Courtney on the right side, right in front of us here at courtside. And a steal by Johnston. He's to the hole, puts it up, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Courtney. Quickly ahead. Long bomber will not go down. It hits the, goes up top of the basket, rolls off the back, hits the flange and everything else.
Ball will go back to Kenton, 7:12 to play here in the third quarter. Colby Quay checks in for Cooper Johnston. Went down awkwardly there on the left. And
yes, he did. And he didn't get up very quickly.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the game again, just to check and make sure he's all right.
Across the timeline, Lawrence gets rid of it to Jolliffe. Back to Lawrence. Lawrence down to Payne. Spinning. Turn around, no. Out top it comes. Here's Jolliffe faking the three. Passes down low. Shot put up will not go down by Gunnar Stout. And who gets the rebound but Jolliffe again. Puts up the runner. That one will go. Jolliffe, very athletic.
Yes, sir. Give him 6.6 rebounds. Wildcats back on top, 22-21. Bob, we talked off the air. This is what we're seeing now. The Wildcats went to full court press.
Yep, I knew there'd be a change. Cross court they come to Morris. He gets it to Miller. Taylor. Miller. Cutting down low in the lane. No shot. Good defense by the Wildcats. Here's Taylor from long three. Won't go. Rebound comes down to Payne. Miss loose on the floor. And we got a scrum, and it's a jump ball.
Ball is going to stay with Riverdale. There, Payne got the rebound and then batted away from behind by Lane Morris. And we had the
went to the four after.
They had the four-car pile up there in the middle of the paint and held ball position for the points away from Riverdale.
Taylor gets it into Miller. Cross to Morris. Then back to Miller on the left side. Coach Taylor yelling out instructions. Courtney back to Miller. He gets it back again. Then they go inside, and it's stolen this time by Jolliffe. Just seems to be everywhere. To the hole. Puts up the shot on the window. Won't go. Rebound comes down. Goes out of bounds off the hands of Miller. Back in the game comes Raider for the Wildcats. Out goes Lawrence.
5:49 to play in the third quarter. 22-21. Can on tap River on the Rutland Raider scoreboard.
Get it inbounded quickly to Quay. Payne says, I'll take the three, and he misses it. Rebound comes down, Stout rushes after it, and
good
saves
hustle.
It. Good hustle that time. Here's Jolliffe. Here's a long one by Quay. That one won't go. Rebound by the Wildcats. Here's Gunnar Stout with the shot up and in.
Quay got his own rebound, pitches it off to Gunnar Stout, lays it in. Gunnar now with eight. Wildcats stopped by three.
In the backcourt, here comes Courtney. Quickly ahead to Taylor, a little long out of his reach. That press is doing exactly what you want to do, make them play faster than they want to play.
Speed up a little bit, Bob. Yep. That's the bottom line.
Yep, that's what you want to do. Dictate what you want on the other team.
Well, I think the big thing is, Bob, as we kind of discussed a little bit there at halftime, you had to try and change complexion of the game a little bit if you're Kenton, I was going to say, because this little half-court slugfest wasn't working to the Wildcats' liking. So changing things up a little bit with this full-court pressure, and so far it's worked for the Cats.
Here's Jolliffe, very well said. He's got the rock. Down low to Stout. Off the window. Another one for Stout. Well, I tell you, Jolliffe's got a lot of assists. And winning those awards is Gunnar Stout.
Yeah, great job now. 10 points. Good job by Gunnar again. Down low finishing tonight. First player in double figures for either team.
Here's Miller. Third, 26-21 on the route number scoreboard. 4:37 to go. Taylor down the lane. Out top it comes to Miller. He gets it deep in the corner. Taylor loses the handle, gets it back, puts it up, no good. Gavin Payne with the rebound. He's pushing it, and the ball is taken away by Taylor. Good job by him getting the steal. Here's Miller. Yeah, but they're just playing way faster than they want to play.
Yeah, situation of the Wildcats triple team, Thomas Miller. Basically, three Riverdale players go diving for the loose ball, goes between all of them. A great hustle there by Courtney Keith, possession live for the Falcons, approach the midway point of the third quarter. Cats on top, 26-21, the Rutland Barrio scoreboard.
Miller out top. They slowed it down a little bit, which they needed to do. Down low, pass inside, and this ball goes out of bounds. I think it's going to belong to Kenton.
Yeah, situation. There was some contact. The officials let them play through, and the ball went out of bounds. Last touch by Riverdale.
Will be a Domino's Wildcat question of the game. First correct caller at 419-675-3000. Get a large one-night pizza from Domino's. That's located in downtown Kenton across from the courthouse. Checking back in the game for the Falcons is Spencer Dodds. Robinson inbounds the ball to Jolliffe, and across the timeline he comes. Wildcats with the five-point lead. Across to Quay. Quay to Payne. Back to Jolliffe. Down low they go. Turnaround jumper. Won't go that time by Robinson. A good look, just wouldn't go. But a steal that time by the Wildcats. Pass down low. We got it. Going to call a block this time. Thought they might have had Jolliffe with the charge, but they call a block.
Yes, it's going to be a loose ball. Foul ball is going to stay with the Wildcats. Foul is going to be on Courtney's first.
Yep.
Team first, 3:31 in the third quarter.
Here's a long one by Jolliffe from downtown. Won't go. Rebound pulled down very nicely by Miller. He's in a run down the right side. Behind the back dribble. Throws it down the left side. Here's a long one by Courtney. Counted. That's a three ball by Courtney. His second of the game. Gave him seven. And it's a two-point game.
26-24. Wildcats on top. 3:10 to play in the third quarter.
Here's Jolliffe getting the screen from Robinson. Out top to Payne. Then across it goes to Quay. Quay with the long trifecta. Nothing but net for him. Give him seven. Boy, the three-point line's heating up a little bit.
Yes, sir. Five-point lead for the Wildcats, 29-24.
Across the timeline comes Dodds. Down the lane, shot put up is blocked by Gavin Payne and by Robinson. Then we get a foul called. Payne and Robinson certainly denied that drive down the lane. They were swatted away. But in the rebound attempt there, we got a foul called on Robinson, his second. At the free throw line is going to be Gavin Houdenshield.
Two throws.
Eyes it flies it off the front end of the iron. 29-24. 2:44 to go in the third quarter on your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN. Second free throw is nothing but net for Gavin Houdenshield. Jim Holman and Bob Simmons bring you this action between the Wildcats and the Falcons.
29-25 now, Wildcats basketball, four-point lead.
Across it goes to Robinson. Back out to Jolliffe. He's resetting that offense with 2:30 to go. Wildcats with the rock and the lead. Out to Jolliffe again. Lob inside to Robinson. And good defense, interior defense by Riverdale. Coming away with his Courtney. Quickly up the sideline. We're going to get a foul called, I think, on Jolliffe.
Yep, turn number 10 on Kenton Friday. And the fouls will be on Jared Jolliffe. Team second on the Wildcats. Second on Jared Jolliffe. Seth Manns and Tyson Lawrence check in to replace Jolliffe and Raider for the Wildcats.
Riverdale will trigger it in. Coming into the game is Donaldson for the Falcons. So Miller, Courtney, Houdenshield. I'm not sure. Are someone
They're not sure. I was going to say Morris is in or out.
We're trying to decide who's in.
Yeah, trying to decide who was subbed in for who. And, yeah, I was going to say. We eventually got five out there. Actually, Rudolph had four to decide who the fifth one was going to be. That's kind of the anti-home court advantage.
Exactly. Courtney to Miller. Miller left side goes deep to Dodds. He gets it back out top. Then it comes to Courtney. Then Miller. And the other side, get it inside. Nice play. Puts it up and in. Donaldson with two. And that was a nice play.
That was
in and out with the layup
great,
and the harm.
Great execution by Riverdale Bob. Got that ball moving left to right, then dumped it down inside. Gets the basket and the foul. Donaldson 5 points. Chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Second foul on Gavin Payne, third in the Wildcats of the team.
Johnson comes in to give Payne a breather. Donaldson. Eyes it, flies it, nothing but net. Make it 29-28 on the Rude Lumber scoreboard. 1:55 to go in the third quarter. On your region, your radio 95.3 WKTN. We got a travel on Lawrence. Tried to make a move there, and I think he thought that Quay might not have been there, so he took that little bunny step.
Exactly. Yeah, good on-the-ball defense by Braden Courtney. Like I said, then a little miscommunication there results in another Kenton turnover. Rear with the basketball back, a chance to retake the lead. Kenton on top by one, 29-28. 1:44 and counting to play in the third quarter.
Miller faked the three, didn't take it to Courtney. He gets it back and almost lost it there. Good interior defense by Quay not to allow that to go down low. Quick across it comes to Dodds in front of us and back to Miller. Miller spinning. Doesn't have a shot. Back to Courtney. Riverdale playing a little more deliberate and patient like they should here. Shot taken by Miller. Blocked that time by Robinson. A good job. Did not foul. Went out of bounds and it'll belong to Riverdale at the end of their bench.
Yeah, a heads-up play as well for Thomas Miller, not grabbing that ball after it was blocked right back at him. He was staying out of bounds. Let the ball bounce out of bounds. It's going to stay with Riverdale.
Miller in the corner back to Miller. Fakes the three. Takes the inside jumper. Won't go. Rebound comes down. Very nicely done that time. And then it's stolen by Quay. Quay quickly ahead to Manns, and Manns travels. He was on the move, and the pass came to him. He didn't have a choice but to travel.
Yeah, since the Wildcats got it back up to 5, 29-24, they've turned over three straight possessions. 29-28 now, Wildcats up by a point. Final minute of the third quarter.
Press still here, 1-2-1-1 by Kenton. Quickly ahead it goes. And the ball goes down out of bounds, knocked out of bounds by Johnson. They tried to make a cross pass to Houdenshield, but it was knocked away.
Yeah, it was a good hustle there by Cooper Johnson. Nice job of the Falcons breaking that, looking for that layup at the backside, but great athletic play by Cooper Johnson.
Here's Courtney. Miller. Back to Courtney. Back to Miller. A little pitch and catch here. Back to Courtney. Courtney penetrates. Courtney with the runner off the window. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Manns. Boy, that was a nice move to the hole.
Yes, it was. Did everything but drop.
Yep, Johnson. Lawrence. Loses the handle of the ball. Here's the steal. Miller pushes it ahead. They've got three on one. Miller to the hole. Up and in, and he's fouled. And I think they're going to count it. They are.
First points tonight for Thomas Miller. Puts the Falcons on top, 30-29. 19.5 cents played in the third quarter. Fouls here on Cooper Johnson's first team fourth.
Ran the court well that time, did they not? Opportunity here for Miller to play make a three-point play the old-fashioned way. He eyes it, flies it, and nothing but net. He's got three on the night, and the Falcons, the Flying Falcons, have a two-point lead here. Cross to Lawrence. Lawrence out. Quay with the long three ball. No. Rebound comes down, and the Riverdale Falcons, Donaldson gets it. Quickly ahead. Pass. Down low. Shot off the window. Two more for Dodds. And the Falcons have a four-point lead at the buzzer. And we play three here from Riverdale High School. Riverdale 33, Kent 29. We'll be back.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that even in the face of a pandemic, other health issues don't just go away. Every 40 seconds, someone still has a heart attack. A stroke won't just hold off until all this is over. And knowing the signs and risk factors for both is as important as ever. It's time to take back your health safely. And like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit ohiohealth.com to find out more.
Affordable Seamless Gutters, a fully insured gutter business in Herod, would like to thank all their customers for their business and support. Now fully booked for 2021, now is the perfect time to call and get scheduled for next spring. For more information, call 419-673-5748 or visit them on Facebook. Affordable Seamless Gutters would like to give a special thank you to all our veterans and wish all the players, coaches, and parents good luck this season.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Riverdale here, and it's 33-29, getting ready to start the fourth quarter here. Brought to you by Roof Law Office. Jim, what do you have?
Yeah, Kenton 14 of 42, 33% from the floor. Riverdale 12 of 37, 32%. Wildcats 1 of 11 from three-point land. Riverdale 3 of 16. Each team with 27 rebounds, 13 Kenton turnovers, 14 for the Falcons. Difference to the foul line. Riverdale 6 of 8, Kenton 0-2.
Lawrence will get it in. The Wildcats have it first here in the fourth quarter. Goes across to Jonathan. They try to go down low, and the ball's knocked out of bounds by Riverdale, not allowing that interior pass.
Yeah, not a bad idea if the Wildcats have the break trying to get the ball right down to Gunnar Stoutry. Has that size advantage. He's already scored 10 points tonight.
Yep. Here's Lawrence with a quick three. No. Rebound comes down to Jolliffe. Well, he seems to be everywhere, doesn't he? He's got the balls loose on the floor. We got to jump all map. Mans did a good job of tying up one of the Riverdale players. That would be Courtney.
It's going to be a turnover. The ball going back to
Riverdale
after that with the help ball.
They have a pain in the game. Out goes Mans. And a time, Lumber timeout. We'll
take one, too. 7:43 to play in the ball game. 33-29. Riverdale on top of Kenton. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nest. Right now the Falcons have the 4-point lead. We'll remind you that there will be a Domino's Wildcat question of the game. The first correct caller will win a large one-item pizza from Domino's located in downtown Kent. The phone number is 419-675-3000. Wait till you hear for that information. First correct caller will win that large pizza with one item. Here's Miller across the timeline. Deep in the corner is Taylor. Passes down low. Ball's loose on the floor. Goes out of bounds. And it must have been off of Gavin Payne.
Yeah, Donaldson got the ball down low. Double teamed by Payne and Johnson. The Wildcats bat out of bounds. It's going to stay with Riverdale. 7:28 to win the fourth quarter. 33-29. Riverdale with the basketball, a four-point lead.
Here's Miller. Miller leaning in, then decides there's nothing there because Jolliffe's all over him. Brings it out top. Jolliffe's still all over him. Playing good defense, close to a five-second count. They get it off to Donaldson. gets it back in the middle, and got a foul call
on Tyson Lawrence. They're in that little flash cut right to the free throw line, and Tyson grabbed the young man's arm. Gets whistled for the foul. His first team, fifth, 7-10 to play in the fourth quarter.
Inbounded by Taylor, trying to get it in, gets it out to Miller. Miller right down in front of us. We're here courtside. Over to Courtney. Then across to Taylor. And here's a long three ball. Will not go down that time by Donaldson. Shot put back up and in, though, by Courtney. He's got nine. Right place, right time, wasn't he?
Yes, sir. 9.6 rebounds. A six-point lead for Riverdale. Biggest of the night for the Falcons.
Out top. Johnston has it on the left side. Line down the lane. Puts up the shot. Won't go, but he's fouled. Great move again by Cooper Johnson. He sees those openings and just takes advantage.
Yep, love that good, strong drive. They're getting the Wildcats to the free throw line. They've been struggling offensively here for a little bit. Chance to get some points here from the foul line. It's called the free throw line, so theoretically there it's an easy shot. I do know better than that, though. But still, two tosses now for Cooper.
Cooper bends those knees, lets it fly. Nothing but net. Give him three on the night, and the lead is cut to five, 35-30. Cooper with another chance with this clock stop to cut it down to four. Eyes it flies in, and that one's nothing but net.
And we've got another number timeout for the Wildcats. 6:42 to play in the ball game. This is Riverdale 35, Canton 31. We'll be right back.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Corsi Yarn, branch manager with Liberty National Bank. The holidays are a time for giving, spending time with family and friends, and looking ahead to a brand new year. Here at Liberty National Bank, we are proud to be part of a great, caring community. We are looking forward to serving you in 2022, and we would like to wish you and your family a safe and happy holiday. And God bless. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nest after that Rutalummer timeout. The still four-point lead for the Falcons.
6:42 to play in the ballgame. River with the basketball in the four-point lead.
Inbounded, brought it up court. Miller being leaned on, and they got Jolliffe with, I think, another foul.
Yeah, again, two of the top athletes certainly in the area, Thomas Miller and Jarrett Jolliffe, squaring off tonight. This has been an outstanding matchup between the two. Third foul on Jolliffe, six on Kenton as a team.
Yep. Trying to get it inbound, they do get it to Miller. Across the timeline is Miller. He gets rid of it to Courtney. Courtney leaning in, then gets it in the corner to Dodds, and he gets rid of it quickly across back to Miller. Miller driving, turnaround jumper, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Jolliffe. Miller a little bit off tonight on his jumpers.
Here's, heavily contested.
Yep, Jolliffe gets rid of the ball down low. Payne, out comes Johnston for three, no. Rebound pulled down that time by the Wildcat, or excuse me, by the Falcons. Quickly ahead, they got people way up the court. Now they finally see Taylor. He was standing wide open. Here is Miller to the hole. Puts up the off the glass and in. Thomas Miller on a real strong drive.
Yeah, talk about Wildcats of the defensive breakdown, Bob. Thomas Miller gets the basketball and realizes no one's on him. The Wildcats were just in transition, couldn't quite get mashed up there, and does a nice job just taking the rack and laying it in. Six-point lead for Riverdale, 37-31.
I agree. He was a little surprised, wasn't he? Here's Jolliffe, Johnston, Lawrence on the weave. They're running. Here is Jolliffe trying to go down low. And we got what? A foul called.
We got a foul off the ball here. It's going to be on
Donaldson, maybe?
I think so. Second team foul on the Falcons. 5:37 to play in the fourth quarter. 37-31. Yep. A third foul on Falcons. Second on Donaldson.
Trying to keep it from going down low. They do. And out top it comes to Jolliffe. There's Jolliffe penetrating. Dumps it off to Johnston. Johnston down the lane. Leans in off the window. It will go. And they're going to call him for traveling.
Yes, whistle for the violation before the basket. 15th Kenton turnover. 37-31. River with a six-point lead and the ball. 5.5 to play in this one.
Miller, more pressure being applied by Kent. Miller brings it up court with Jolliffe all over him. Taylor, going to run play number two. I heard Craig Taylor yell out. Cross to Taylor, his son, looking for somebody. Cut to the basket, off the window, won't go down that time by Donaldson. That was a really good play, it just didn't work. And the ball, they say, is off the hands of Kent. So Riverdale will get it back under their own basket.
Yeah, Riverdale, again, like we saw in that first quarter, did a real good job with the man-to-man offense. Got a layup opportunity, couldn't get it to go, and the Wildcats can't secure the rebound, so it's going to stay with Riverdale approaching the five-minute mark of the fourth quarter.
Taylor across to Courtney. Courtney back to Donaldson. Then a drive by Taylor. Pat dishes off down low, and the pass went off the hands of one of his teammates, so Kenton will get the ball.
Devin Payne checking back in for the Wildcats.
Going to give a breather to Gunner Stout.
So you got Payne, Lawrence, Johnston, Jolliffe, and Quay, the 5-on-the-floor for Kenton. For Riverdale, you're looking at Courtney, Miller, Taylor, Donaldson, and Dodd.
Out top, here's Johnston driving. Doesn't have it. Down low it goes to Payne, and he stepped on the line. Well, he was bumped a little bit, but whatever.
Riverdale making them work, no question about that. And the Wildcats had a hard time finding any easy looks.
37-31, 4:44 to go on the Rude Lumber scoreboard here in the fourth quarter. Across the timeline comes Miller. Down low, off the window. Very nicely done. Miller to Taylor. Give Taylor 10.
10 for Jaden Taylor. Great pass from Thomas Miller again. 8-point lead now for Riverdale.
Down the lane goes Jonathan. I believe he's fouled.
Yeah, this will be a blocking call, and Jaden Taylor did not get squared up that time. You know, Coach Taylor there is going to say.
Not happy. Oh, they called that one on Donaldson, yeah.
It was a situation there where I think his point was there's been a lot of charge calls all night, and that one was blocked.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had two blocks this half.
I was going to say, that's one of those situations where Coach Taylor's like, really, after all the other stuff.
Eyes that flies in, nothing but net by Jolliffe. Yeah, you're right.
Give him seven now, 7-point Riverdale lead.
Everything the first half was a block, charge, and this half there's been a couple blocks.
Seth Mann checks in for Colby Quay for Kenton.
Eyes and flies the second one, no good, but Gavin Payne comes up with it. There's my charge. I knew we'd get another one. That was a good call.
Yeah, he got the offensive rebound and banged his way forward and gets whistled for the charge. Third foul on Payne, seventh foul on Kenton. That's a player control foul, so no free throws coming.
Taylor having trouble getting it in. They do get it into Miller. Miller is, I believe, fouled.
And that's the other issue you're going to have if you're Kenton. Thomas Miller's outstanding free throw shooter. Bonus time now for the Falcons. So, 18 foul, one-on-one for Thomas Miller coming up here. So, again, as much as he handles the basketball, Kenton's got to be careful not being too aggressive and putting an outstanding foul shooter at the free throw line.
Exactly right. Miller eyes it, flies it, nothing but net. And we got a timeout.
Well, we'll take one, too. 4:24 to play here. Rutland Lumber timeout by Riverdale. It's the Falcons 40, the Wildcats 32. We'll be right back.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 5 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, and Columbus. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see how many projects they do. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio, 95.3. WKTN.
Welcome back to Riverdale and the Falcon Nest here. And right now, after that Rude Lumber timeout, Riverdale has the 8-point lead, 40-32. 4:24 to go here. And we have one free throw pending for Thomas Miller.
Miller, the 6-foot senior, 6 points, 4 rebounds tonight for the Falcons. Several assists, at least 3 block shots. And I'll put a solid all around game.
And he buries the free throw, nothing but net. Make it a 9-point game. Quickly across is Jolliffe, penetrating, hands it off to Lawrence. Lawrence, back to Quay, Passes down low. Here's Child trying to break the basket, and Gavin Payne saved it. Here's Lawrence for three. In and out. Rebound down by Taylor, and he's fouled. I would say that would be what Craig Taylor would want. Send me to the free throw line.
4:05 to play in this one. Team foul number 9 on the Wildcats. Last one and one of the ball game for the Riverdale Falcons. That one's on Seth Mantis first. So it's Jaden Taylor to the free throw line.
One plus the bonus. Eyes it, flies it. It goes down.
Is that Janessa's brother there wasting no time?
Nope. He's been shooting those since he was about an inch high. I remember seeing him in the gym when I used to come up here. Eyes and flies the second one, and in and out and in.
Give him 12.
And give him an 11-point lead. 43-32. Quay in the corner. Here's Jallo for three. No. Rebound comes down and pulled down that time by Yoder. Back to Lawrence. Lawrence spinning back to Yoder. And here's Lawrence with the long three. No. Rebound pulled down by Miller. Then taken away. Shot put up and in by Quay. Good job of hanging on there. He's got 9. Quickly ahead, and then there's a steal by Yoder. Jallo to the hole, off the window. That one will go. Wildcats making a move.
Yeah, timeout by Riverdale. We'll keep it here. That 11-point lead is down to 7 awful quick.
Yes, it was. It tried to make some passes that went a little errant their way. And
the board might be ill-advised.
Yeah, ill-advised too. It's okay if you're down there standing wide open. 7-point lead here on the Rude Lumber scoreboard, 43-36 here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, these games have turned in a hurry. We saw that last night. The Wildcats were in complete control, double-digit advantage over Elida, and that thing got real dicey in a hurry. It's the same situation now, as you said, for the Wildcats. The other side of that this time, pushing from behind. Riverdale, the kids, did a great job here in the second half. Led by one at the break and opened up a 4-point advantage after three and have taken control here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they had it up to 11 at one time, did they not?
Yes.
We'll remind you.
Wildcats 1-16 from three. Anyway.
Ooh. Well, remind you, there will be an Ace Hardware player of the game named during the postgame show. Hope you stick around for that. Taylor to inbounds, having trouble. Gets it ahead. Here's Courtney. Courtney to the hole. Off the window. It will go. Big basket. Give him 11. Quickly ahead come the Wildcats. Here's Jolliffe. Jolliffe behind the back. Ball's loose on the floor. And then we got a steal. Back the other way. A pass across and stolen by Quay. He's gone the other way. Fast and furious we are here. 45.
Yep, 3 minutes to go. This one, 45-36. Riverdale with the lead, can't move the basketball.
Here's Quay to the hole. Puts it up, it won't go, but he's gone to the line. He did a good job of attacking that time. He had the opportunity.
Yeah, outstanding job by Colby Quay. I know Coach Taylor a little frustrated there. It's kind of like, at this point, let that layup drop, but don't stop the clock. And that's
right.
Something they really want to do. Foul there is going to be on Daniel Donaldson, his fourth team fifth. So two throws now for Colby Quay.
Free throw is no good. Donaldson picks up his fourth. 2:56, as Jim said, to go on the Rude Lumber scoreboard. 45-36. Quay eyes it, flies it, makes that one. He's got 10. Having some trouble. Miller gets it in. Double, triple team. Gets it across the timeline. Lawrence on him. Miller dumps it right down in front of us here to Dodds. And across back to Miller. Miller, Courtney. Courtney down the lane, the sky runner. It'll go down. Give him 2 more.
Riverdale playing with a ton of confidence here in the second half. They have a 10-point lead, 47-37. 2:27 to play in the fourth quarter.
The shot inside that time is good.
3 ball there from Jarrett Jolliffe. Give him a dozen. 47-40 now. Riverdale leads down to 7.
Almost a steal that time. Quickly ahead comes Miller, double-teamed right in front of us. And loses the ball. Here comes a steal by Quay. All the way to the hole, off the window, and it goes, and he's fouled. Great job by Quay. He's picking it up. He's going to get a chance for a 3-point play the old-fashioned way.
Again, a dozen for Colby Quay, 12 for Jarrett Jolliffe, 10 for Gunnar Staff, 4 Kenton, 12 for Jaden Taylor, 13 for Braden Courtney. It's a 5-point game. Riverdale on top, 2:06 to play.
Quay eyes it, flies it, and it goes down. Riverdale gets it inbound with 2 minutes to go. They only have a 4-point lead now. At one time, it was 11, not that long ago. Quickly ahead, the pass down low. Off the window, that one will go for Dodds. That's a big basket.
Nice job of handling the pressure. 10 points now for Dodds. 49-43. Riverdale by 6. 1:50 to play in the ballgame.
Here is Gavin Payne out top. He's penetrating. Puts up the shot, and that one goes.
Muscles that one home. Strong move from Gavin Payne. A Root Lumber timeout by the Wildcats. We're going to keep here. 1:40 to play in the ballgame. 49-45. 4 points now for Gavin Payne. Game has tightened up, Bob.
Yes, it has. Was 11 points not that long ago, and I don't mean not that long ago, and now it's down to 4. Good timeout there. Going to have a lot of action left, a lot of possessions in this game.
Yeah, Riverdale had an 11-point lead not long, had a 10-point lead even sooner than that. I was going to say, and Kenton has fought back here. Been an outstanding ball game, and here we are. I'm sure there's that deja vu all over again for Craig Taylor. Last two games led by 4 points each. They've been on the short end of that now for the Falcons, a matter of trying to close out one of these close ball games.
Exactly. They're outscored last night 16-8 in the fourth quarter after they led most of the game. And a good timeout taken. I mean, drawing up some stuff. And you're up by 4. If you can get the ball in and get it across the timeline, you need to maybe run some clock.
Yeah, you know, Wildcats call a timeout. They have one left. And Ryan Miller trying to set up his defense. Like I said, for Craig Taylor, I'm sure he's a timeout as well. You know, a phrase I use is scoring situation. You know what? Hey, we're up 4 here. Yeah, we don't have to do anything stupid. Yeah, we're not in a hurry. Let them come to us. Take care of the basketball. Make them fouls. Hit the free throw line. The Falcons have been outstanding from the foul line side. 10-12. 1:40 to play in this one.
Important thing is getting the ball in bounds.
That's the first key.
Taylor, the trigger man, having trouble. Having a lot of trouble. They do get it in, though, to Miller. That's who I'd want to get it into, too. Lawrence on him. He's going to bring it with Lawrence on him. Behind the back, Lawrence playing really good defense. Here's Miller, Courtney, and Courtney traveled.
That was a good call. Shot the speed there.
It was a very good call.
After he took the pass from Miller.
I think he thought he was going to have a chance to take it to the hole there. It was a great call.
Yeah,
1:29 to go here.
Said, notice Thomas went over there to him. Just kind of, hey, shake this off. We're fine. Good leadership there by Miller.
Here's Lawrence across the timeline. Jolliffe's got it now. There's Yoder.
Paisley running the weave.
Yep. Off the body of Jolliffe. The ball's loose on the floor. We got a jump ball. Arrow pointing towards Kenton.
Of Kenton, 1:14 to play in the fourth quarter. 49-45. Wildcats the basketball. Riverdale with a 4-point lead. The Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. 74 seconds left in regulation.
See who's going to trigger it in here. Here comes, looks like Quay's going to do it. Riverdale backing in, making sure they don't get anything inside. And there's a travel call on Yoder, and he did. Two really good calls that were kind of critical for one for each team. 1:11 to go. The Root Lumber scoreboard says 49 for Riverdale, 45 for Kenton. Inbounded it comes to Miller. Miller, Lawrence on him. Lawrence playing good D. Miller across the timeline, gets it down to Courtney, and gets it back to Miller.
Got a minute to go on this one, and counting. 4-point lead for the Falcons. They have the ball.
Here's Courtney, down low to Taylor. Being very deliberate that time, bring it back out. That was smart. Cross it goes to Dodds. Dodds down low to Courtney. Courtney down the lane, and he double dribbled.
And that's that thing, Bob. Again, you want to run clock, but there's always that fear that as you're being sped up, you can make that mistake.
Yep.
And that situation there where Riverdale did run some time off, but still a 4-point lead. Wildcats down two possessions here, final 45 ticks.
Out top it comes to Quay. Quay to Lawrence. We're at 36 seconds to go. Cross it goes. Jolliffe. Lawrence for three. No. Rebound comes down and the ball's loose and they're going to call a travel. Gavin Payne tried to get him tied up and did kind of lose control. I'm not sure anybody had control, but whatever. They call traveling and Riverdale will get it back with 28 seconds to go.
49-45. Riverdale by 4.
Mans checks into the game for the Wildcats.
Replacing Payne, that's one of those things where offense, defense.
The defense.
Yep.
Taylor to trigger again, and Riverdale's had a lot of problem getting the ball inbounds. We'll see what Taylor does. They're trying to get it to Miller, and they won't let him have it. To Courtney. Courtney quickly up the court. Courtney to the basket, and then he's fouled. Courtney took it to the basket and then went to the corner.
Yep.
Got a foul called.
Double bonus now for the Falcons.
See who they got that one on. That one was on Lawrence.
22 seconds left in this one, 49-45. Two throws now for Braden Courtney, the 5'9 senior, with 13 points to lead Riverdale.
Eyes it, flies it, and misses it.
stays a four-point game. Payne back in for Kenton.
Second toss up coming for Braden Courtney, looking for his 14 points. Eyes it, flies it, and misses it. Rebound pulled out quickly. Here comes Yoder. Across the timeline with 18 seconds to go. Out to Lawrence. Lawrence falls down, but gets rid of Tajala. Tajala for three. No. Rebound comes down, goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Riverdale. Good job that time by Courtney, kind of shading off two of the Kenton players hustling after the ball.
Yeah, it just starts the whole defense as well for Riverdale, Bob. Kenton Coos could not get a great look, and time was running down, and Jolliffe had to force a shot at that point.
And a good job by Kenton fouling quickly there. They fouled Courtney. Good guy to foul. He just missed two a second ago. 8.1 seconds on the route number scoreboard, 49-45.
But you're also the point, Bob, where I don't think Kenton can be real picky.
Nope.
The time, that's time true. As it is. I was going to say, yeah, it works out to where you're fouling. I just missed two seconds prior, but you know what? Can't really afford to waste much time. I saw Craig Taylor grab his senior there and put his arm around him and whisper something in his ears as he was walking down the floor.
Eyes it, flies it, another minute this time.
Whatever he said worked. I'm sure
yeah,
that was
sure
he,
did.
Hey, this is, you know, shake those last two off. Let's get these and close this one out.
Yep.
You're 45 now, Riverdale on top.
Courtney eyes it, flies it, and that one's off the iron. Rebound pulled down by Riverdale. And we got another foul called.
Offensive by Daniel Donaldson. 6 seconds. It looks like Riverdale's going to break their five-game losing streak, get win number one on the season.
Yep. And we got a timeout by Riverdale.
We'll take one, too. Lumber timeout by the Falcons. 6 seconds left. It's Riverdale 50, Kenton 45. We'll be right back.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
RDC, P2P, A2A, mobile wallet, money desktop, mobile pay, bill pay. Need we say more? With Quest Federal Credit Union, we offer more free products and services that keep you mobile, agile, and in control of your finances. Download the free Quest FCU mobile app for Android and iOS today. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nest here, and at the free throw line is going to be Daniel Donaldson. Opportunity here for a couple tosses, the double bonus. Eyes it, flies it, and off the iron.
Riverdale made four straight to start this fourth quarter. They were 10-12 from the free throw line at one point. They're now one of their last fives. They had a chance to salt this one away.
Donaldson eyes it, flies it, and you gave him good luck as he made that one, giving seven. Kenton quickly ahead, goes down, and a shot taken is no good. And we got a final here. Riverdale wins their first game of the year. They beat Kenton 51-45. We'll be back to talk about it after these.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from The Depot. Shop on into The Depot No. 9, located on 9 North Detroit Street, for all your holiday gift-giving needs. We have just the right item for that hard-to-buy-for person on your list, even your secret sister. The Depot offers gifts your husband will love and items for the kids, too. Shop on in and check us out. Open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10:30 to 5:30, and every Saturday through Christmas from 10:30 to 3:30. The Depot No. 9 in downtown Kenton on the square.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nest, and the postgame here brought to you by Ohio Health Heart Memorial Hospital. And Riverdale pulls away with their first victory of the year. They down the Wildcats 51-45.
Wildcats going to fall to 2-5 on the season. Riverdale, 2-2, excuse me. Riverdale is now 1-5 on the year. For the ball game, the Wildcats shoot 35%, 19-54 from the floor, 2-19 from three-point land. Riverdale goes 18 of 46, 39%. They were 3 of 17 from deep. Each team of 34 rebounds, 8 for Jarrett Jolliffe, 6 each for Gunnar Stout, and Gavin Payne to lead the Wildcats. For Riverdale, you had 6 rebounds for Braden Courtney, 5 apiece for Thomas Miller and Gavin Howdenshield. Turnovers, 21 for Riverdale, 24 Kenton. And from the foul line, the big difference tonight, Riverdale 12 of 18, Wildcats 5 and 9.
Let's look at the scoring tonight for the Falcons, who are victorious. They have 6 score, 1 point tonight for Gavin Howdenshield. 7 points apiece for 2 players, Daniel Donaldson and Thomas Miller, held down to 7, but he had a lot of assists, and that's a block shots and a lot of rebounds tonight. Did not get his usual 20. Then they have 3 in double figures, 10 points tonight by Spencer Dodds, 12 tonight by Jaden Taylor, and the leading scorer for the Falcons tonight is Braden Courtney. He gets 14 big points. For the Wildcats, they have 5 score tonight. 4 points tonight for Cooper Johnston. Then they have 4 also for Gavin Payne. Then 3 double figures. For Kenton, a game high. 13 points for Kobe Quay. 12 for Jared Jolliffe. And our ace hardware player of the game tonight is Gunnar Stout. He ends the game with 10.
Yeah, Gunnar did a real nice job inside Boston, especially basically for the first 3 quarters or so. Before the game kind of got away from the Wildcats, they were forced to go more perimeter-oriented down the stretch. He's the ace hardware player of the game, but big win for the Falcons. There's no doubt about that. They finally get over the hump after having a couple, obviously starting the season 0-5 and having 2 very close losses the last couple times out. They find a way to pull one out now for the Wildcats. This is demoralizing. I'm not saying it's the worst in the world, but a situation where you'd 1-2 in a row to build some momentum.
Right.
You come out tonight and you can't quite pull this one out, so it's going to be frustrating, but, again, we've talked. It's early in the season.
Yep.
A learning opportunity for the Wildcats to bounce back and get ready next week for another very competitive week of basketball again next week coming out with Bath and Sarasota Valley.
That's for sure. We will tell you there were 3 games today in the freshman game. Riverdale won that 39-34. The JV game was won by Kenton, 50-27. And in the nightcap, Riverdale comes away with the victory, 51-45. I'd like to thank Seth Donahue back at the station. And as always, a great job by Jim Homan. This is Bob Simmons saying good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for high school boys basketball action between the Kenton Wildcats and the Riverdale Falcons. Your sponsors for tonight's game included Hensel Ready Mix, Liberty National Bank, The Little Chicago Room, Depot No. 9, Stillwater Metal, Bridget Howell Health Markets, Quest Federal Credit Union, Nelson Insurance, Cole Humphrey Insurance, HSLC, Affordable Seamless Gutters, Cessna Transport, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, McCullough Industries and Olympic Steel Company, Century 21 Sunway Realty, Wilson Tire Company, Ohio Health, Hardin Memorial Hospital, Roof Law Office, Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, Superior Credit Union, and Domino's Pizza.